Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Everybody has a favorite Christmas movie. Everybody has a favorite Christmas movie starring Jimmy Stewart. Okay. What is yours? Huh?
Wonderful Life.
No, you're wrong. That's not it. That's not it. There. Many people don't know this. Little movie. It was actually about a half an hour little program that was produced by all groups by the Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church in the United States, and it starred Jimmy Stewart. He played the title role in Mr. Kruger's Christmas. Have you ever seen this? You need to check this out. It is a great, you're shaking your head. Finally, there's one other person in the world who's seen it besides me. It was on in the early 80s, made for television. Jimmy Stewart apparently took the role only because of the very last scene in the movie, or the next to last scene in the movie. And he would not accept a salary for it. You see, Mr. Kruger in this production, he is the lonely, widowed foreman, handyman for this tenement complex. And he has this very vivid imagination, this Christmas now that he's alone by himself in this apartment. And he envisions himself doing these different things. I think the first one, he imagines himself being a man of great means and wealth at Christmas time. It's right there before the end. He's in his apartment, and he's taking out the manger scene. He's taking out the manger scene, and he's laying each piece up. And as he's doing that, he's sort of transported in his mind. And he sees himself outside of this cave, and these men and women, these sheep, are moving about him and moving into this cave. And he realizes nobody else can see him. He's wondering what the commotion is, and so he's drawn inside this cave. And there, with the full effect of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing in the background, he sees this child lying in a manger. And he's awestruck for a moment. And he stands back for a second, he starts checking his clothes, and he's thinking, I'm not dressed well enough. And then he says, I didn't bring a present. And then he looks at the manger, and he can see that the child is actually looking at him. Jesus, the infant Jesus, who apparently had like remarkable like clarity for an hour-old kid, okay, and dexterity, could lift up his head and kind of look. But he realizes that this child is looking at him. And he starts talking to Jesus. He moves forward, and he kneels down there at the manger, and he realizes that all of the world is around him. But right now, it's just him and Jesus. And he starts having this conversation with him. And he says, you know, you've always been with me. When Martha died, his wife, those dark hours right after, you were there. I could feel your presence. And he said, whenever I, you were there. No matter what has happened to me, you have always been there. Mr. Kruger, he starts to cry. In kneeling there before God, he says, you are my greatest friend. And I can hold my head up high because of you. At that point, fades out, and he comes back into reality, and he was wiping tears away from his eyes. And well, I won't give out the ending. You need to go look at this. You can find it on YouTube, as a matter of fact, Mr. Kruger's Christmas. But it proposes an interesting idea. This Christmas night, what would we do if we could encounter the Christ child? What if we could walk back through time and stroll up into that cave used as a barn, then come to this manger and see Christ face to face? What would we say? what would we do? I'm going to invite you to do something that's going to be a lot safer now than at the midnight service. Close your eyes. Close your eyes for just a moment. I want you to envision that you're there. There's nothing else. You, some straw, a glorified wooden crate, filled with straw and filled with something moving. It's a human. It's a little baby. Wrapped up in cloth, cooing, not crying. Jesus wouldn't do that. It is Jesus. You've knelt before Jesus in the manger. What would you say to him? Would you say, "Run, it's a trap"? Would you say, "I love you"? Would you say, "In my darkest hour, you were there for me"? In my happiest moments, I thought of you. Would you say, "Thank you for all that you have done for me, for all that you have given me"? Thank you. What would you say? You don't have to blurt out the answer. You can open your eyes again. You don't have to blurt out the answer, but I want you to think. What is it that you would say to cute little 6-pound, 8-ounce baby Jesus laying there in the manger? I'm going to tell you what. It's amazing. Get this. You have the opportunity this evening, my brothers and sisters, to talk to Jesus. Whenever we come up here for communion in a few moments, and I place the wafer in your hand and I say, "The body of Christ," and whenever the chalice comes around and you hear the words, "The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation," you have the opportunity to look into something unique, amazing, and holy. And you don't have to say it up there out loud. I'm pretty certain Jesus can hear you. But as you're taking communion, say whatever it is that you would to that little child. Speak to him. Tell him, "I love you. Thank you. Sorry about that thing last week." Speak to God. And here's the kicker. You're not limited to that just on Christmas Eve. Here's the beautiful thing. You can do it any time. Maybe you can do it whenever you're alone in your tenement, putting up your nativity set. Maybe you can talk to God whenever you're out strolling in the woods, taking a hike. Maybe you can do it whenever you're cooking dinner. My brothers and sisters, there's this concept called a thin space. I don't know if you've ever encountered this in spirituality, but it's this idea or notion that there are times or places where you can experience the divine in a more full and unique way. Some people will say the Christ Church is a thin place where they're able to more intimately communicate with God. I've heard the same thing spoken about Westminster Abbey or the Vatican. I've heard this spoken about in maybe a certain lake that means something to someone, or a hiking trail. A thin place. Some place where there's just not as much noise between you and God. This evening we are at a thin place, I do believe. We have the unique opportunity to let the world melt away, drift away on this night where we celebrate the Savior's birth and say those things that we've longed to say to Jesus in a more intimate way. I invite you, my brothers and sisters, on this holy night to speak to God. To speak to God earnestly, fervently, and with devotion. But never forget that you have the opportunity to do that each and every day, each and every hour, at each and every place. Merry Christmas, my brothers and sisters. The Lord's here. Amen.